that red light means that everything is good.
Are we recording?
It says the engine is in the back. So what that?
So someone's sitting on the back there. Look at Max. He doesn't even care. We're leaving.
No. So, hello, Pinkies. This is the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, and you may have already noticed there's a second voice in the car today. And it is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Hello, Scotty.
Hello. I've changed my name to the little Aussie Pinky.
Ah, yes.
Now that I'm a Pinky.
Right. Okay.
We're in the new car, which I didn't even know about because I've unsubscribed from your show
many
years ago.
Right.
So we're in the new beast.
Yes. So we should probably turn on some air conditioning because I don't want to submit my listeners to the noisy podcast they had last time.
Did you have the windows down?
Yeah.
That would have been noisy.
Get some blow going here. Okay. So where are we off to today, Scotty?
We are going to what some would call downtown Vancouver.
Right.
I might call it the CBD.
You would, yes. Which way should we go, do you think? Okay, actually, let's get a few things straight. What's your safe word?
My safe word is...
Athabasca. Very good. That's my safe word, too.
I can't say that. Is that a Canadian Indian word?
Probably. Okay.
Athabasca.
Good enough.
Is that what you said?
Ass in a basket. How about that? Ass in a
ass
basket.
Ass in a basket. Can I say ass because I'm Australian?
Okay.
Can I say ass?
So then I need to know how willing are you to get your pants scared off today?
I'm quite willing.
And?
Is there an airbag on this side?
Yes.
Okay, I'm willing.
Okay, good. You've got your seatbelt on?
I'm wearing a seatbelt. You are too, which is unusual.
Then let's go this away.
I was going to say right. I had a feeling right was the correct way to go.
Well, I don't know my left from my right, so you have to say...
I would have pointed.
We've been through this before. If you want to go that way, you have to say up
way.
For blinker up. See, that shows you which way to turn, right?
The European blinkers.
Or down for the other way. Blinker down when you want to go left.
Is that because if we're in a European car? We've got blinkers that are on the wrong side of the steering wheel?
Yeah, that's right.
I've got a European car too, so my blinkers are backwards as well. Now, you've put the windows up for the American listeners.
Right.
But don't forget, you also should not use your indicator because that blinking indicator sound really gets on Scott the Sader's goat.
Does it?
Yeah. No, so no indicators.
All right. Yes, because he thinks he's turning.
That's right.
Yeah.
He thinks he's turning. While listening in the bathtub with all these rubber duckies floating around him, he thinks that he is turning somewhere.
I have to take my shoes off, but I beg your pardon.
That's quite okay.
I haven't yet figured out the optimum seating position in this car, so I'm still working it out.
That.
So, if you're uncomfortable, your seat controls are down here to this side. There's a bunch of buttons and things.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of buttons. Are any of them ejector buttons?
No.
Because there is a panel in the roof which looks suspiciously like a sunroof to me.
That is true. That's what it is.
Snugly. I would dare say that an amply proportioned American who'd been eating hush puppies every day for 30 years would possibly be a little bit too large for this seat.
Oh yeah.
But I'm just feeling it okay.
So, just so you know, this is only about the third or fourth time I've driven this car.
Okay, so you're not really in control yet.
That's right.
And it's a manual. That's good.
Yeah, 6-speed manual transmission.
Wow, 6 speeds. You've already told everybody how old the car is and whatever, what model
it is.
Well,
we should go through it again. I don't mind telling you.
How old is this car?
It's a 2001 Porsche 911.
Which is, having 6 speeds in those days, 10 years ago, would have been very unusual, wouldn't it? Except for luxury sports cars.
Probably, yeah. They were just coming out with the 6 speeds around then. So this is a 6-cylinder engine. 320 horsepower. That's an awful lot.
That sounds I know, a lot.
I don't know what it is in kilowatts. 190 maybe, something like that. Does that sound about right?
That sounds like a lot. My car's probably got like 70.
Yeah.
So
I think it's 185 or 187 kilowatts. Which is a lot. It's ridiculously a lot for a small car like this.
Now, is anyone, Arthur, do you think Arthur Amarins listens to this show? Arthur,
yes.
If you're listening, could you convert 64 degrees Fahrenheit into Celsius for me? That's what the air conditioning temperature is set at. It's a little bit cold for me.
But
I don't know what 64
it.
Is.
It'll be 65, yeah, it's going to be like 18 or something like that. So you probably want it at 70.
We'll
go to 70. How about that?
Yeah.
See, now here's this is a problem. We have all these cars in front of us.
We can't go fast.
We're coming up to the best, one of the best corners ever.
Oh, really? What if you slow down so those cars get a bit further away from us?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'll tell you what we're doing.
There's kilometers.
Oh, down there. We're doing 50 k's an hour. Which is the official speed limit in the suburbs. Maybe not on this road. Is this road a bit more because it's bigger?
No, 50k. Okay, perfect. So we're at the yellow light. We're at a red light. We will be the first car off the gate.
Okay.
Unless somebody turns down that road.
And drives slowly.
Okay, so we should talk about what's been happening for us.
Yeah.
I don't want to take any material from your own show.
Yeah.
But let's talk about today, maybe.
Okay. Today, I slept in.
Right. I think we all deserved a good sleep. We've had a pretty active...
I don't think you slept in, really, did you?
Perhaps not.
A little bit, because my breakfast in bed was 15 minutes later than previous.
Right.
Did you give Brenda and Eric and Laughing Buddha the same service? Breakfast in bed?
Listen, we can't discuss... what may have occurred or may not have occurred in the past.
I'm sure you did. So, woke up this morning. I did a podcast, which will be out tomorrow. Is this the corner coming up?
Yes, it is. It's very scary.
We're coming to a corner, everyone.
Fourth gear.
He's
90
fourth,
kilometers.
He's into
third
fifth,
gear. Third gear.
Third.
Third gear.
He's into third.
Oh,
we're doing 90.
Feel the control. Oh, yeah.
He's hugging the road.
75. This one's a little dicey because there's a lot of weight transfer there.
Are you saying I'm fat? My blubber's shifting?
Really is remarkable that this car is remarkable how it hugs the road.
It does hug the road. Probably because it's low to the ground and sporty.
The interesting thing about this car is the engine is in the rear, so all the weight is at the rear. The front end is very, very light. Comparison to other cars I've driven. The old red Deliverator, the old red sports car.
Rest in peace.
The engine was in the front, and all the weight was in the front, so it was much more ungainly around that corner. This one is much more like a delicate ballerina.
Ooh.
It is very, very impressive.
Very nicely then. It was a cut above the Hilux cornering, that's for sure.
Okay, so we woke up. I washed the car.
It's my car.
I actually also washed out the fridge too. I had to clean the fridge.
The downstairs fridge?
The upstairs fridge.
Oh.
Because after the wedding it was filled with spills and
some pieces.
Goo and old food and
I hope you didn't throw out the cake.
I did not.
Okay, good. cake, Poodle McNiddle. There's cake. Wedding cake. So it was nice.
Now we're having a red Mustang beside us. Like a 2001 or something. He's going to want to exert his superiority over us.
He can't in a crappy old Mustang, can he?
I wonder if we know anybody who has a Mustang. Oh yeah, doesn't the Hollow, Taste Like Burning, Tim has a Mustang, I think.
I love Mustangs, they're great cars. We don't have them in Australia.
Oh no, of course not. Oh, that's a big one, he's got a big engine.
He's got a 5-litre engine.
Wow, bigger than our engine.
What happens when that car's in America, do they convert that to gallons on the side?
Nope. They've all switched over to metric now.
Wow.
Even in the Americas.
Wow. What do they think of next?
So we woke up.
Yeah.
We washed cars. You did some business.
I did some business.
Then you went for a walk. You want to talk about that?
I was wandering the front yard. Mr. Anderson yelled out to me and said, "Are you lost? You could walk the dog and be useful for a change." And I said, "Well, I've just got to check with the boss what time we're leaving to go to downtown." And he said, "I'm the boss, you can walk the dog." And so, Mr. Anderson and I took Max the dog for a lovely walk through the neighborhood. There is this one part where we shimmy through a fence into a total illegal council-owned bit of property.
Right.
Barbed wire and electric razors everywhere. Did a little walk through there. I saw the train station from a distance.
Yep.
And Max... Do you use Max's real name?
Yep.
That's lucky. Max is a very good dog, follows along nicely. I got to control Max for all of the walk home.
Oh, yes. Really?
He doesn't let
me control the dog.
I know.
Look at the price of gas here. It's gone up. That's like 8 cents more expensive than yesterday.
So I got to control Max coming home. And he was a good dog.
Yes, he is a good dog.
Came home, relaxed a bit more. Stuffed a bit of food into my mouth. Somebody was in the shower making themselves beautiful. I recorded 6 podcasts while that was happening.
And where are we off to now, Scotty?
And now we're going to... Well, we were going to go to Costco, but I refused to go into an American store. So we're going downtown to meet Mark and Calendar.
All right, so we're going to be hitting the freeway here in a second, so we'll just end this portion of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Just going to do a bit of double clutching, heel and toe here.
Double clutching.
Turning. Oh,
I want to see heel
grippy,
and
grippy. And then we'll catch up with you all later, boys and girls.
Thanks for listening.
Well, Scotty.
Yes, mate.
It is now about 3 days after the last 10 seconds that our listeners would have heard.
Yes.
What have we done in this time period, I wonder? We've been out for dinner or lunch with Mark.
Uh-huh.
You walked your ass off around Stanley Park or something.
Yes, I did. You told me that there were all these gay cruising laneways, but...
Oh, yes.
Mark in Canada refused to take me there. I think he knows I'm an innocent boy.
Innocent, yeah.
So we walked there. We went all through the gay streets, the gay area.
Yes. Went to the gay bookstore.
We did. I didn't notice any of the rooms that Gavin talks about.
No.
Probably they didn't have that.
We have a different business for that service.
Okay. I got a little bit embarrassed when Mark pointed out the massive dildos that were on sale there.
Right. I did see you purchase something. I don't know what it was.
Hey, that's a secret.
Oh, it could have been a book.
Could have been
a very long, skinny book.
It could have been something that I'm going to use to beat my flatmates over the head with when I come home and find the house is a mess.
What shade of color is your face right now, Scotty?
It's a very pale whitish pink. The usual color. I like the way you just divulge all my personal secrets on your podcast.
Right. Well, so, actually, the sad thing is we're now headed to the airport, in fact. So, Scotty, the little Aussie battler, is heading home.
Yeah.
We won't tell them that it looks like it's actually about to rain here in Vancouver.
Yeah, well, the clouds have come over suddenly. I guess I was... Well, other than praying that you would have a good Christian wedding... I was also praying that there would be beautiful sunshine while I was here.
Yeah.
And now I'm leaving, so bring on the rain.
Right. Well, we're saddened to see you go because you've been a fabulous guest. And we've really enjoyed ourselves.
Thanks, babe. On a scale of 1 to 10... how would you say I rate compared to your previous guests from the USA? One being just as terrible, 10 being amazing.
Well, you know I can't answer that. Because, for various reasons, let me just say, every guest that I've had from the Commonwealth has been magnificent.
That's good, thank you. That's good.
As has every guest I've had from...
What about...
God's own country.
Uh-huh. The capitalists were okay, that's good to hear. Well, I can say that it's 33 degrees, that sign says. It's quite warm today. I did get a few tip-offs from some of your previous... guess, and I'm happy to report that everything that they said is true.
Oh, good. So you didn't mind sleeping in the doghouse?
No, because Max was very warm and cuddly. I didn't mind cleaning the toilet and bathroom with a toothbrush.
Right.
That was quite okay as well. Unfortunately, I didn't have any event to go to that I left it till the last minute to tell you so we could drive really fast through the city.
Right.
That was a bit of a letdown, actually. That's the one thing that didn't work out.
We still have a long way to go to get to the airport, so don't give up hope.
And now we're in a Porsche, so it would be faster than the old car, wouldn't it?
Yes, it will.
The Prangon, so.
Yeah.
Suck on that, Eric!
So now, should we diss a bunch of podcasters? Who should we talk about that we can't stand? Let's talk about the Seder.
Seder 69.
Oh, that guy.
He sent a tweet today saying, I overstayed my welcome in Boone and Vancouver. At least he didn't say I overstayed my welcome in Atlanta because I was only there one night. That would have been a bit much.
You don't want to go to California. They're just a bunch of kooks.
Well, yeah, they're all hippies, drugged out, practically wanting to be socialists.
Oversexed.
Oversexed, that's for sure.
Maniacs.
Theatergoers, you name it. I'm glad he did tweet that today, though, because if he tweeted it earlier, you might have seen it and you might have started to contemplate if I was, in fact, overstaying my welcome. You might have been in a bad mood a day or two earlier than, you know, probably tonight.
Well, at least I didn't have a countdown clock on my iPhone going like the last visitor.
Oh, really? How many minutes they had left?
Yeah. I'm going to die. I'm going to be dead, you know?
Yeah,
there's going to be no need for you to come back to Canada because,
right.
Except for my funeral.
Well, Mr. Anderson will still be there,
yeah,
and Max will be there, so... And I don't know, Laughing Buddha's quite forgiving, so you might get off okay.
That's right, yeah.
What else did we do?
We don't want to steal any material from your traveling.
Upcoming traveling show.
But we've gone to Victoria, Vancouver Island.
That was amazing. If you guys, anyone listening, get to Victoria. Do whatever it takes. Even if you have to stay at Faye's house and drop hints about wanting to go there. Even if you strap yourself to the spy car. It was really nice.
It was. It was remarkable. Even for a local yokel like myself, it was quite an experience.
And we had a really nice hotel looking out over all the sights. That was very nice. Mm-hmm.
You got to walk the dog. You went for a dog walk around the old castle area.
And luckily, because I was an American, we didn't have to pick up the dog poo.
Well, let's tell them about the note on the desk. So I'll start.
Okay.
So I was sitting at my desk, which was in Scotty Little Aussie Battler's guest room.
Yeah.
And I was just writing notes to things that I wanted to get done before he arrived. So I had my to-do list going there, and I, you know, clean the closets, make the bed, dust and sweep the floors, all that kind of a thing. And sitting beside the pad was this very long, sort of a hat pin kind of a thing.
Yeah, I don't know why you had
it was, that. It was a boutonniere pin from our wedding. And I thought, oh, maybe I should move that because it looks a little ominous, that pin, big pin there. And then I thought, well, this might be a little funny. So I wrote, I wrote a little message on the on. I left the pin there, and I wrote a few more things onto my to-do list.
Yes.
And I just left it.
Were they evil or were they good things? Okay.
Well, I left the list there thinking that, you know, this would be funny if Scotty, you know, people like to snoop, right?
That's right.
And he'll read this list, and if he's really snoopy, he'll read the whole thing and he'll see my little message, my secret message. And if he doesn't, then no, the joke didn't work.
That's
but
right.
I thought it was hilarious. So do you recall what was on the notepad?
I did, but can I just preface this by saying that it would have been much better if you put that funny note for my snooping in the third drawer of your desk when I was rifling through your tax statements from 2004. Looking at your funny Canadian checkbook and trying to wonder if I could forge your signature, then I would have seen it much faster.
Right.
But I actually saw it on, what day would it have been?
It's like the
Sunday,
day two or
Monday,
three, I think, yeah.
Because we went to Victoria first.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't...
Oh, yeah, that was very late.
So I saw on Monday night, I mean, the first night I got there, I can't remember what I put on your desk. Oh, I put my glass of water down. And then there's this huge honking to-do list notepad on the table. And I thought, typical Faye, this is exactly what Brenda told me. He's writing these lists, he's planning. And I thought, that's funny. And I just read, I think, the first line or the second, maybe the first two lines, which was like, you know, make the bed or something and clean Scotty's room. And I thought, that's nice. But, you know, there's a whole heap of stuff there, and I thought, I can't be bothered reading whatever crazy things Faye's written on this list. So I didn't look at it again until about 2 or 3 days later, when I think you said, oh, use my desk if you want to set your computer up.
I purposely said that because I hadn't seen any reaction from you.
Well, that's why
I had to push you toward the desk.
And so then I sat down at the desk. And I pushed that stupid great to-do list notepad, which is about the size of a billboard, out of the way. And I was like, oh, look at that pin. And then I saw this arrow on the to-do list pointing off to the side. And I was like, that's weird. And then I read it, and it said, sneak down and stab Scotty in the night with this pin, and a big arrow pointing to it. And I thought, yet again, check, tick, one of the things Brenda and Laughing Buddha told me was to be careful of what you might do to me while I was there. And then I wrote an extra item on your to-do list.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Some of them weren't ticked off, might I just add. So I found a little bit of, there was a few specks of lint on my pillow, so that was not checked off the list.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember what I wrote at the bottom of that list, hey?
It said, get a longer pin so you can get through the fat.
Yes. It would be a very slow death being killed without a pin, I can tell you.
Oh my goodness. I hope you laughed at that, because I thought it was hilarious.
I did. See, I'm not really a snoofy person, so...
You certainly aren't.
I was tempted to just not do anything, just let that joke disappear forever, but I did eventually read it, so I thought I'd better write a reply. Oh dear.
Well, it has been an absolutely fabulous visit.
It has.
And I certainly appreciate you coming all this way to visit little old us here in the Canadas.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, and I know Mark has enjoyed your company too.
He has, and he made a comment. Faye, when is this podcast going out, by the way?
I don't know. Not
in the next day or three?
No.
Okay, I'll say this now, because I'm going to say the same thing on my second Canada show. Tell me if you agree with this statement. This is a statement that Mark in Canada made when I had dinner at his house the other night. He said, you know, Scotty, I'm glad I've met you because, what did he say? You're a lot nicer in person, or something like that. Well, he wasn't quite that blunt, but that's what it meant. And I said to him, what you're saying is I'm a lot nicer in person. And he went, yeah, kind of. Anyway, so I'll be cancelling the Little Aussie Battler show as soon as I get back to Australia. Obviously, I'm not coming across the way I should. And he's a fake Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
If he was American, I could understand him thinking that I hate America because I hate Big Fatty. But
right.
Anyway.
Well, it's okay. He's not going to be a Canadian much longer. We don't stand for it for very long, so he's getting the boot.
Kick him out.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, that is the end of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast with special guest star, the Little Aussie Battler. If you want to find the Little Aussie Battler, you can go to
littleaussiebattler.net.
And I am the Faye Driver. Find me at pinkwheelnuts.com, and thanks for coming along for the ride. We'll see you sometime after the airport. Bye-bye.
Bye.